Welcome to the latest installment of FTR on the Go. I'm Annie Cornett, and I'll be your host for today's discussion. We are joined by FTR's Vice President of Commercial Vehicles, Don Ake. Okay, Don, here's my first question for you. Is the Class 8 truck market boiling hot right now? And what factors are you looking at to come to a conclusion?
Well, the market now does appear boiling hot. I mean, Class 8 orders set an all-time record for the quarter in Q4. And backlogs are their highest since July of 2006. So the market would appear to be going along very, very strong with no limit in sight. However, this month we reduced our forecast for the Class 8 market for 2015 to 325,000. The reason for that is that it's not just enough to look at the backlog and look at the orders. You have to look at the distribution of that backlog. And right now, when you look at that, it gives a very hazy type of confusing picture to what's happening in the market. Now, we had previously identified that a lot of the orders that were being placed in the fourth quarter last year were going for second half delivery in 2015. What was not obvious at the time was that there wasn't enough of those orders going into the first quarter. And so the first quarter backlog is not putting significant pressure on the OEM build rates. And then that trend was repeated in the January orders. Only 40% of the January orders were for delivery in the first half of the year. Under normal conditions, that percentage should be in the 70 to 80% range. Like last January, it was 78%. So that order distribution is not typical. Another factor is in the January orders, the orders for Q3 delivery were actually higher than Q2. That almost never happens in January when the orders come in. And so this order distribution only makes sense if the Q2 build slots are totally full. But they're not. They're only 68% full at the beginning of February. So there's something going on here that is abnormal. When you look at the backlog, the current backlog in the second half of the year appears stronger at this point, more impressive, than the backlog in the first half. And when you factor in the point that the second half orders, that backlog, those orders with long lead time, are kind of speculative because fleets really don't know if they need it, it starts to get a little hazy about what is going on right now. And then to add into it, the January build numbers were not strong. They were weaker than expected. And if you took the January per day rate and extrapolated it out over 2015, it only produces a number of 295,000. So, and that's way below the forecast. So the January build rate shows that there wasn't a lot of pressure on the market. So in a true capacity constrained, boiling hot market, there would be constant pressure every month to pump out as many units as possible. While business is good, there is no constant intense pressure on the build right now. And demand is varying widely from month to month. For example, the November build rate was 18% higher than January on a per day basis. So therefore, it's a hot market, but not boiling hot.
Great. So Don, my second question for you relates to the latest per day production activity. Does it create any concerns for you over the short term?
Yes, but it's really difficult to tell because even though I mentioned that the January build rate was much lower than expectation, it's a tough month to read. The reasons are you're starting back up from the holidays, so you're not productive. There might have been some bad weather in there. So even though the January number is low, we can't really tell a lot about that. Now, we can tell that there was very little overtime ran in January, and that goes back to what I was saying about the lack of pressure on the market. When there's pressure to get deliveries out, when there's pressure to meet deadlines, that's when you see the overtime. And you, again, you might have had some bad weather in there, but I will point out that we did not see that drop off per day on the trailer side. What we will have to watch is February, because it's more indicative of normal production. You're back in the swing of things. It should be more normal. Now, the one thing that we don't know is what the weather factor in February, with the temperatures being cold and with a couple snowstorms at different areas of the country, February may be impacted also, but I'm hoping that it will give us a better indication of where we're going for the next 4 or 5 months. So that's the story on the January build rate.
Excellent. So Don, I'd like to thank you for joining us today. If you've enjoyed our podcast, we encourage you to share this with your peers. You can visit us at www.ftrintel.com to find the latest podcasts and analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.